brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Getting ready for the news is just something that's an ongoing, pretty much 24-hour-a-day process for me, because I even tend to dream about politics and geopolitics and issues and what's happening in the world. I eat, drink, and sleep this information because this is reality. Studying how the world works, the mysteries of the universe, is not a job. It is an adventure. And it is engrossing, and I would take reality over delusion and illusion any day. That's what this comes down to. The system is selling delusion, selling fairy tales, selling lies, and then telling people, don't listen to the conspiracy theorists that are questioning the admitted, on-record fraud that is the globalist system. And I'll go back to the big news of yesterday, 6% approval rating in Gallup for Congress, the lowest ever. I have never heard of a government that unpopular in history. I think the headline is criminal U.S. government or occupied U.S. government, most unpopular in history. Of course they're acting arrogant. Of course they're acting like they're all-powerful. Of course they act like it's ridiculous to question them. Oh, you don't think one guy killed Kennedy? When 90% or more know that it was a conspiracy. It's all a giant con game. And they know it's a con game. The people working in the system know it's a con game. And it's all a giant confidence act where they sit up there and act all confident and try to keep this whole ball rolling, and then as the society implodes and as people become more corrupt, institutions become colleges, think tanks of evil, think tanks of fraud. And then suddenly there's giant waves of corruption that want to basically take over new territory, and they will extinct all real commerce and production. That's why Venezuela now only has power a few hours a day in their major cities, and now they can't even get the power on half the time for the socialist leader to address everyone on the big screen TVs they've handed out that they stole from private importers. And you can look at what comes out of the end of something. You can look at what the fruits are of gangs, of collectivism, of centralization, and the wages of it are giant steaming piles of poison. Not big steaming piles of horse crap. No, because that is actually valuable. You can fertilize with that. It's not right to call it BS. Because it's not BS. It is a negative value. It's not just neutral value. It doesn't have a low value. It has a negative value. So, of course, it runs around with high-tech propaganda telling the public that it's done a great thing. But it's all a fraud. And it's all coming to an end. The question is, how bad is it going to be coming to an end? We're going to have a civil war, going to have World War III, going to have bioweapons released as the elite try to maintain control and play God and merge with machines and all this delusional crud they're involved in? Or do we just have a major awakening to this, politically, spiritually, culturally, racially, as a human race, and not repeat the worst disasters of history with a high-tech icing? If you're going to have a high-tech nightmare technocratic icing to this, it's going to make it 1,000 times worse than we've ever seen. And the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome, my friends. It is now the third day, already the third day of December 2013 on this live Tuesday edition. And Lord willing, we'll be here live for the next 3 hours. We've got the TV newsman and presenter Lionel, syndicated radio host and TV host in New York, joining us, because he's a former lawyer and prosecutor in the state of Florida, to break down just a whole host of issues that are unfolding around the country. Always great to have him pop in with us for the last 40 minutes of the second hour. Kurt Nemo is going to talk about attacks on the First Amendment and free speech worldwide and moves to tax the Internet that are now being proposed and moved forward very aggressively with the Supreme Court's help. He's going to be joining us in the last 15 minutes of the transmission today or so, and we will have open phones. Now, here's the deal. I have masses of news, and I'm going to try again to just give you the headlines and then burrow into some of these top stories in detail. But I want to talk about the nature of psychology and the nature of how people work, because once you know how to push people's buttons, the average person is totally unconscious, and you can literally walk up to them, men and women, but especially women, and program them. You can literally, absolutely, manipulate about 80% of people. And I've just come to the conscious realization that I never do that. I'm open when I try to get people to wake up and realize what's happening, but it fundamentally comes down with this broadcast and InfoWars.com and everything we do here. Because I was thinking this morning about what is my main mission? What do I stand for? What do people that I like to be around stand for? And it's for being real and trying to unlock humanity, empower humanity, uplift humanity, and uplift ourselves individually as well to build a truly better world through free association and free will. And I know that's really a simple statement, but it's also profound that most people do not operate from that position. They've been such failures throughout life because the system's designed to disempower, or at least they believe they're failures, that they actually believe that the fraud of the system is going to empower them, and that they believe a gangster scam culture is really what successful people do because the establishment has put that idea out, and that they're converting the economy over to an unfair, fraudulent crime system because it's the ultimate form of discrimination, because the globalists control the police and the courts and the systems, and so they can selectively enforce wherever they want. And once you give into a fraudulent, corrupt system and believe that's the way to go, then you've converted and dominated the society. And as things get corrupt, it forces good people to stop working within the system, because the system is a fraud and it's an impossible equation to be successful within the tyranny. And then that implodes things even further, which is actually the end game goal of this parasitic mindset that has plagued humanity since our first agrarian civilizations were formed 10,000 years ago. Humans are communicating at a Stone Age level of leadership, actually wanting people to have food and water and to find the game and to find the good areas in the valleys to plant crops and to survive. And so the average person at a subconscious level really looks at leaders as if they want to help the tribe. But from the time of the ancient priest class being set up, there's always been groups that have learned how humans work and then sabotage from birth successive generations to domesticate their fellow humans as slaves. And again, this is a well-known historical fact. I'm not giving you some revelation here, except that our whole civilization is now developed around this to a very high order. And the public has been turned into the most dumb, servile, shallow, wicked, evil, grasping, foolish, unhappy, unfulfilled group in preparation for the mass removal of humanity. We must first be spiritually and physically broken so that we will not organize against the final takeover with an establishment that is the worst of the worst, who've been smoking their own political poison, and who actually believe, like the pharaohs and the British royalty and the Roman emperors and every other elite, the Aztec kings and their priest class, that they are going to become God in their narcissistically driven megalomania. And I can see the entire historical chain of events and exactly where it's leading, and it is spectacularly evil. It is going to be the manifestation of the worst demonic trances and hallucinations from the literal dimension of Hades itself manifest in the third dimension. Because humans are designed to be able to build in the image of God. We are creators. And now evil is going to jack into that. And actually, for the first time, evil will not be a pure destroyer. It will be a builder of total abomination. The devil wants to be God, and the devil is going to be given the power through human slaves to be a creator. And this is going to be spectacular. They say that on the Isle of Patmos, John the Revelator marveled with his mouth hanging open. I can imagine, because I can see it as well, just politically, scientifically, by being immersed in it historically. I can see the vision of the top New World Order. I have seen where they're taking us, and it is beyond my even comprehension. I can focus in on pieces of it and its dark fractal vortices, but to actually pull back, it is a hallucination out of the mind of total abomination. Because I could sit here and analyze all this news for you. You notice the system wants to turn everything good on its head. It wants to pull down everything beautiful. It wants to destroy and deceive and betray for betrayal's sake. And I look out at our enemies, and they are so weak. They are so hollow. They are empty. I don't even have the capacity to hate them anymore. Because I'm not looking at people. I'm staring through and seeing they are biological androids. Literal, unconscious replicants. Who have been completely programmed and who have given up their free will by fraud from birth in front of the television. Inculcated with false fantasies. And the average person in their own brainwaves is in a dreamlike waking trance. And that's why you can walk up and literally program 80%+ of the public. But I won't do it. I will not sit there with someone else because I'm losing my soul when I do it. I can feel it if I sit there and actually manipulate people. And then I see other people trying to manipulate me, and I don't even know how to respond. Because it's literally like an animated meat puppet. A zombie. That's where the zombie archetype is. They're telling you you're a zombie. And that's where it's set. And you look at the typecast police, the typecast groups of any type. You can literally tell who someone is, what they do. And I can walk over and ask them. It freaks people out. Freaks my wife out. Across the board, I can guess what somebody, what their profession is, even if they're not dressed in any way like it, just by their bearing and manner, because they've literally gone under corporate programming, and I recognize the exact tailor of their programming, the cut of it. And all I want is to empower humanity. All I want is reap what you sow. All I want is to see people flourish and be successful. And then I see the system full of a bunch of cowardly, fearful, delusional, grasping nobodies who've made themselves nobodies because they've been captured in the web of deceit. And then I see all of my own weakness and all of my own worldliness, but I do see it falling away. Like one of the crew described it, like rocket boosters falling off the shuttle as it gets ready to escape the atmosphere. And I just really want to see you win. I want to see you succeed. I want to see humanity spread through the universe and really become what God has envisioned for us. And I know God's vision for humanity because God's told us his vision for humanity. And it's prosperity and it's blessings stacked on top of blessing. But to do that, we have to have free will, and so that's why evil is allowed to operate. And people can call God cruel. It's not cruel. It is free will, as God tests souls that for eternity will serve in projects at a galactic, subatomic, pan-universal system of things that we cannot even comprehend. This is Boot Camp. Alex Jones here, and I want to tell you about a longtime friend of the show, My Patriot Supply. As you might remember, this is the company that stood up to the DHS and exposed FEMA's secret plan to begin hoarding emergency survival food. It has always been my belief that it's key to stand behind companies who share the same values as their fellow patriots. My Patriot Supply brings us their exclusive Patriot Pantry brand, along with many other fine preparedness products. I personally store and use their high-quality products. It tastes great, and it's easy to store for up to 25 years. For a limited time, you can save $50 instantly on a 4-week supply of food, along with other special offers. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today. With the New World Order making rapid advances on every front, it is essential to prepare with My Patriot Supply today.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
That's the sound of a 44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is the end. Beautiful friend.
Alex Jones here, back live. Thank you for joining us on this Tuesday edition. I went into preacher mode. I meant to go into news mode. Because believe me, it's there's a lot of it. It's just when you see the systematic madness of the system, you have to understand it is organized evil. It is systematic. But in the general public, it is a bunch of sleepwalking, unconscious people that have no idea the type of attack they're under by social engineers that want to keep you unconscious so you can literally be a slave controlled by their programming under their trance, under their spell. That's what it is. America is under the spell of Hollywood, under the spell of Obama. But they're beginning to break that spell, and so they're moving on to new front people, new pushers of fraud. We've got to get back to the ancient common sense. You've got to get back to following your gut. And people's gut says the government's evil. 94% of Americans in Gallup say the government's illegitimate and they don't like it. This government is not a government. It has been hijacked. It has been inverted. It is the opposite of what it was set up to do. Of course they demonize the Bill of Rights and Constitution. Of course they demonize the founders, who were trailblazers in their day of liberty and who led the way for even more freedom. Because it's the antidote to the ancient poison of slavery that rears its head in a thousand different ways. So they only teach you the last slavery or the last tyranny. So you're looking for it to come in the uniform of Adolf Hitler. Or you're looking for it to come in the uniform of a Klansman. Or you're looking for it to come in the uniform of Joseph Stalin, when it's in the uniform of nameless, faceless, systematic bureaucrats with the regulations written by offshore above the law banks. Let me just give you headlines. I'm going to do this, okay? I'm not going to comment on the stories. I'm going to do it. No security ever built into Obamacare's site, CNBC. We told you that as a fact. It was written to steal your data. Piers Morgan, the perfect Barack Obama, who's a perfect physical specimen. We have video of that, and now he's going to get another tickle up his leg. Obama's going to go on Chris Matthews' Slimeball show. Why are so many wealthy people buying futuristic high-tech security bunkers? That's up on InfoWars.com. Why are the establishment digging in? Because most of them got their wealth through fraud and government contracts. Or they made their money the honest way and know that the elite are going to sick the unwashed masses on them during the re-engineering that is the implosion. Let's continue. Oh, yes, that's the great re-education camp that America is being set up to be. You think it's bad now? This is only the beginning. And I'm not trying to scare you, folks. It's all coming, like a hurricane coming in. You think the winds are high now? It hadn't hit yet. I can't choose reality up here and just tell you everything's roses. It didn't. But it's the desperate test that will purify and cleanse us and decide who we are. Let's continue. Ohio court. Polite drivers are not suspicious. That's right. That's in the Homeland Security training manual. Is anyone nice to police or polite is a terrorist? You think I'm joking? Look it up. But being rude is being a terrorist, or having a cell phone, or wearing jeans, or having children, or being a priest, or having a baby stroller. I'm not kidding. These are all actual quotes. Being a gun owner, being a veteran, being conservative, being a Ron Paul supporter, being an Alex Jones listener, having a tattoo of the Gadsden flag. I mean, there's literally hundreds of these FBI training flyers. Venezuela's socialists can't keep the lights on. Country with largest oil reserves in the world can't provide rudimentary service. Yes, Venezuela's gotten far worse since socialism came in. It worked for a while, always does, and then kills incentive. And then you don't even have a pot to you know what in. We're also going to be getting into the really big news. I'm just going to the first stack here in order. NFL banned Super Bowl gun commercial. It's too offensive, they said. We're going to play the ad coming out in the next segment for radio listeners and for TV viewers. And again, they can have violent video game ads. They can push all the military ads and get you to join the military to be a guinea pig and fight for the New World Order. They can have the total gangster culture of it. But you just want to have a pro-Second Amendment ad. No, you can't. And the NFL has signed on to push anti-gun and Obamacare as official sponsors. So I'm calling, and I want everyone to join me, in an NFL boycott. And I got a lot of people that work at my office that watch NFL football. I get it. I played football. I know. I like it, too. But if you don't boycott it, if my people can't boycott it, we have no future. If you can't sacrifice the stupid gladiatorial event that has stolen our manhood as a culture and turned men into a bunch of people that sit on their butts watching other men all day instead of being real men in your own life, then you deserve to lose everything, and you will. But I know most men who are even awake can't give it up. They cannot give up their male soap opera and watching all their boyfriends. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times there are these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
GCN Radio Network.
From 11 a.m. until 2 p.m., we are here live by the grace of God. Back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. with the Sunday transmission. Weeknight, 7 o'clock, InfoWars Nightly News. Find showtimes and all the documentation at PrisonPlanet.tv. That's the subscription news site. PrisonPlanet.com is the auxiliary mirror, but it's not really a mirror. It has a lot of exclusive news that InfoWars.com does not. And here we are on this Tuesday edition. Your phone calls are going to be coming up on the issues that I've raised. I'd love to get your take on many of the other issues I'm about to throw out. So let me cover some more of the news before I get into the NFL, censorship, and more. Then I'll dive back into that and give out the toll-free number again for first-time callers. And we tend to get a wave of callers that have been drinking cough syrup and are half awake, or we get super informed awake callers. So I would like folks to call in because we don't really screen the calls who are not injecting heroin. So I'll be giving that phone number out coming up here in just a little while. I'm just joking around. sometimes it's like incredibly dynamic, smart, informed callers who are willing to put up with being interrupted by me and sitting on hold. And then other times it's kind of like, huh, what? Oh, yeah, I really love you, Alex. I guess because they've been on hold for 20 minutes. But we're going to give the number out coming up. Let me just continue reading some of the headlines here for folks. Female Fort Hood soldiers recruited for prostitution ring trial hears. A 17-year veteran accused of using service set up by coordinator of base's sex assault and harassment prevention program. And they admit that they were using that program to coordinate the basically sexual exploitation of women. Statistically, in criminology, the CPS will have the highest level, Child Protective Services, of pedophiles. Statistically, you'll have the highest level of sadist in the police force. Statistically, you'll have an incredibly high level of child abusers in the truancy officer division. Statistically, you'll have a lot of drug addicts that are in the DEA or in the medical field. And you ask, why is that? They're always catching game wardens poaching stuff. Because they get into it because they're obsessed with it, and they want to be on the inside to carry out the criminal operations. That's why tyranny is such a problem historically, because even if you have a good government, people will become lackadaisical and trusting of it because it is a good government. The people will become prosperous and go to sleep and forget the lessons of tyranny, and then the corruption creeps back in, and then takes over, and then purges everybody, and then collapses, and the cycle goes on and on. Sometimes civilizations can jump the end of the cycle. You think we're going to jump the end of the cycle this time? No, I think it's going to be, in fact, I know it's going to be the final arbiter on whether humanity goes to the next level or whether we destroy the planet. So the big, giant challenge is here. Will we destroy ourselves with the advanced fission fusion antimatter discoveries they've made on record, the artificial black holes they've been creating for 20 years, the super weapons, the bio weapons that kill 99% of all mammals they come in contact with, nanotech, GMO, cross-splicing hybrids of plants and animals and humans, pig-human hybrids, human-chimpanzee hybrids, been alive in laboratories on record for 20 years. Details remain classified. I mean, look, the elite are already living in the future. That's why they're so arrogant. Heaven knows what horridness they've created or mutated. I mean, the stuff we know is so Buck Rogers on PCP that I don't even know what to say at this point. Meanwhile, people are worried about Kim Kardashian and Kanye West and Justin Bieber. Literally projections of nothingness to make sure that you never figure out what's going on in the Matrix or on the island. This is not my opinion. This is 100% in all of their globalist publications. They sit around and brag how they were putting everybody. Edward Bernays wrote in the 30s how they were creating a false culture to literally envelop everyone to where people wouldn't even know they were slaves. And you read his books, every page is how they launched this and how they launched that and how they did this and how they did that. And then you realize your whole culture, I mean, about half our culture literally was launched by Edward Bernays. America wonders why our culture took over. Not American culture that took over. It was globalist, weaponized culture that took over. Using America's good, rough name, trailblazing name, using the world's goodwill for us, packaged with a Trojan horse payload of scientific villainy. I mean, I start to think about it. It's just, I can't believe that we've even gotten to this point. But people buy into the fact that they're a conservative, or they're a liberal, or they support Obama, or they support Boehner. Well, I'm a mainline Republican. I get invited to the local Republican meetings, not like you bad patriot people that say we're under tyranny and don't act ladylike or gentlemanly. I mean, it's just Literally, you're talking to someone in the Matrix. It's like arguing with a schizophrenic homeless person who runs over to your car and starts cussing at you. It'd be like rolling the window down and getting out in a fight with them. Why don't you get out and get in a fight with a homeless person that cusses at you and says they want to kick your butt? But if some guy in a nice truck, well-dressed, rolls down his window and says, I'm going to kick your butt, I don't like you, you actually take it personal and go, I hadn't done nothing, I'll kick your butt. Because you care about what somebody who looks like they're informed says. You don't get upset by a poor schizophrenic person talking to themselves on the side of the street who sees you and makes eye contact and says, you killed my mother. Sometimes you even roll your window down and say, here's $10. Look, I'm your friend. I'm not the one. I don't want to hurt you. I've even learned how to talk to mentally ill schizophrenics. You just go, I'm not with the bad guys. You don't tell them, hey, you're crazy. You just go, I'm not with the bad guys. And that's kind of like how it is with the general public. Cop pulls me over acting all weird. I go, you know this is all your training, and I haven't done anything wrong. And you know this is foolish how you're acting. And I care about you and your family. Oh, okay, well, you can go. No one's ever even talked to them like that. I said I'd cover the news. Oh, here it is. Fort Hood soldiers recruited for prostitution ring trial hears. And it was the Women Abuse and Sexual Harassment Division. See, just like MSNBC runs the witch hunt for white racists, but they're actually perpetuating total racial division, it's the same deal. You run and promote the racism and the division so you can continue to manage it. Let's go to the next thing. I'm going to cover this later in detail because this is a big deal. I'll cover this at the start of the next hour because I actually can't believe this is actually debated by people. I hear this all the time. Are men and women different? I don't know. Gee, can I have babies? As a male, can I have a baby? No. Can a woman walk on to the Dallas Cowboys and then go play NFL level football? No. I've always explained this to everyone. Women have three times the connections between left and right hemisphere. This has been known for about 80 years. I'm going to show folks a document cam shot of this. But now the London Guardian is reporting on a big scientific brain scan study that we already know. Folks, when I've been in DARPA research laboratories that I was allowed into at the University of Texas, this is all they're working on is how to program men and women. Down to subliminal messages in TV advertisements to sexually excite women and to create a sexual subconscious feeling, you know, towards a particular type of fabric softener. Just like the beer ads or drink this beer, beautiful woman show up. That's over. It's total weaponized. And then you tell women, you know, you're being targeted by mind control. Oh, shut up, you male chauvinist. I know how to be free. I keep men down. Oh, yeah. Really, they just broke the human family in two, and then they've already won, dividing us at that point first. All the different TV shows show the woman getting in her man's face and putting him in his place, and that's how she's empowered. Oh, yeah, that's how women get ahead in this universe, is bringing their man down. And why do they target women? Because women are the heart of the family, the engine of the entire system. They target 80%+ of advertising at women. Talk radio is different because males listen to information more. And that's in the study here. And they've weaponized, studied our brains, and they give men simulated war. We watch simulated football, and guys go, oh, Alex, I know it is, but I like it. And I'm like, it's mind control. The creator of the Olympics, French royalty, related to Napoleon Bonaparte, I forget the guy's name, who created the Olympics in 1914, he said, we'll use this as the new religion to enslave everyone. I mean, I read his writings. Look up the creator of the Olympics, the French nobleman, the French elitist. Hitler was a big fan of later, by the way, but and he adopted his designs and ideas. The point is that if you just type in the creator of the Olympics, it's the first thing that comes up. It's a Frenchman. I just want to get his name. Again, this is the whole thing about history. They admit they've programmed everybody. That's what I keep trying to get to here. I'll go to Google. It's no big deal. Let's just see how fast I can get it. Oh, there it is. Olympic Games. Baron. It's too far away for me to read. Pierre de Coubertin. That's him. Baron Pierre de Coubertin. There you go. That's. And of course, he didn't invent all this. He just invented the modern inculcation of how the Romans used it and others used it. We need to use it. That's how we, you know, basically. And of course, they spin it when they write it up saying, you know, the French lost World War One. He believed because they, which they really didn't lose, but they. No, he's talking about the previous war. The French lost a war with the Germans, yes, with Bismarck, because they weren't athletic enough and they needed to be tougher. But that was only on the surface of his writings. It doesn't matter. See, people ask why I go off in so many different directions. It's because it's all interconnected. And the male mind, on average, doesn't mean that there aren't female minds who at strategy are just as good as any other man. It just means, on average, men have larger cerebral cortex. You understand that? Larger cerebral brain processing. And they have, on average, three times less connections between left and right hemispheres. So women have better intuition and a lot of other issues with a larger, deeper subconscious pool of race knowledge. But they're there to then choose men that actually will lead the tribe to a higher level than they choose their mate, generally. And it varies between different mammalian species, but it's generally the same. But in birds, other animals, you know, it's different. And it gets into some really sophisticated areas. The whole point is that they've now jacked into women and give them false programming about what will make society successful, and that is bringing down men when they're actually bringing down themselves, their children, and the entire society. And it's all been done scientifically. See, I say I'm going to go to this newsletter, and I'll just start covering it now. But we could talk about this for years. And literally, when you talk about this, they have now and all these organizations that claim they represent women, who are really Rockefeller and CIA-controlled groups on record. Gloria Steinem admits she's CIA and was there to get women into the workforce so they could get double taxes and break up the family. And again, it's not defending any other system that was there before. The point is that they claimed all this civil rights movement for women as a way to literally end the human species as we know it. And you can now see them doing it. And it's all weaponized. And literally, people stand around and go, oh, no, women can be in combat just like men. Oh, no, women, you know, in strategy are just, no, they're not. None of the top chess players are women. And don't worry, the computers already beat all the men a decade ago, Deep Blue and all the rest of it. And they've also found, and there's genetic variations, but people that live in worse climates, especially freezing climates, genetically have the highest ability mathematically in test scores. Doesn't matter if you're a Russian from up, you know, near the North Pole or from Northern Europe or wherever, or if you're Japanese folks up where it gets really cold. Back in the old days, especially in the last ice age, 10,000 years ago, if you made a miscalculation and stayed out past dark, you were going to die. They've done studies on people in northern climes with an inner time clock who actually can tell in studies what time it is. Because if you didn't, you were dead, ladies and gentlemen. And then they found in other environments and things, groups of humans that have more advanced faculties in other areas. Because humans have become specialized depending on what area they were in. And they don't want you to have strategy. They don't want you to have cunning. They don't want you to have an instinct to help others. They want you to have an instinct to bring others down, believing that that is going to empower you. And the only time that bringing others down to empower you is in the ancient system of you have an overpopulation area and you've got to take over someone else's agrarian farming belt to supply your population with food. But now with technology, we have unlimited energy structures if we decide to begin colonizing off-world. And that's the only step humans have left is to go to the stars, to look to the stars immediately. See, I'm just getting into philosophy. I mean, there's all this news out there, but of course the Pentagon has been forged into an imperial army to take over and abuse people and to carry out forms of evil. And the subconscious mind knows the mission is overall dehumanizing, so of course they're going to turn the women into camp hookers, named after General Hooker, who had large groups of hookers that they brought around to northern soldiers. Of course they're going to do that. And then we've got such a dumbed down population that they actually think it's sexist to say that men and women are different when men and women are as different as night and day. And that's why the night and day meet. And you can debate if a man is day or a woman is day or who's night. Doesn't matter. Because the human species is not a man. The human species is not a woman. The human species is the man and the woman and the children and the journey we've had together to the entire development under God's watchful direction of this species towards the great challenge we now begin to arrive at in the 21st century. These are the real big ideas you're not meant to think about. This is what the controllers think about, and they've decided you're going to be dumbed down, you're going to be poisoned, so you're ready for extermination. You are being drugged and prepped and psychologically killed before you are being physically killed. Because if you have a spirit that's not poisoned, then you will see the evil and resist it. So they first have to sabotage your survival systems before they can physically kill you. In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You better watch out, you sure better cry. Your lease gonna pout and I'm telling you why. Privacy is leaving your town.
Is your cell phone being used to build a profile on you? Give the gift of privacy and block unwanted cell phone spying with the Privacy Case from PrivacyCase.com.
They're making their list, they're checking them twice. They're gonna make up who's been naughty all night.
The problem is real, and so is the solution. Go to PrivacyCase.com because
they see you when you're sleeping. They listen when you're awake. They can tell us all you've been bad when you've been good. So get yourself a Privacy Case.
Now through December 31st, buy yourself an American-made privacy case and give one for only $79.95 each. Go to PrivacyCase.com today. The Privacy Case, because there is a case for privacy.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still.
Talk about the idiocy and how the system continues to dumb the news down. We were watching Fox News during the break. We've got different establishment networks, state-run media systems on out there. And on Fox and here, they weren't saying ban energy drinks. I was watching CNN in there, and they were saying, get rid of them because they're evil. Let the government take them over or tax them. And then I came in here, and it was Fox News talking about how it makes the heart beat faster. Oh, we need a study for that? Actually, most of the studies show that moderate caffeine is actually good for the average person and their cardiovascular system. You can look those up if you want. Now, the argument is people are so sedentary that that's why it's good for them, that if you're really in good shape, it probably isn't good for you. But it's a very complex issue. The point is that moderation of coffee, the overwhelming evidence shows it's good for you. Just like if I could drink one glass of red wine a night, it would be good for me. The problem is I want to drink five glasses of red wine, hence I don't do it. And it doesn't matter. There's just so much news. I mean, I've gotten through like one stack. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 more stacks. I haven't gotten into the Second Amendment thing. Adan Salazar is waiting to write an article about my announcement I'm going to make right now. And I'm going to shoot a video on this afternoon so we can have a special report running on the nightly news and on YouTube. But, I mean, I've had enough of the NFL, and I think you've had enough of it as well. I mean, I'm sure you have. I see your emails. I see your comments. Pushing Obamacare, pushing anti-gun messages, officially signed on with the White House. They're using the Roman games to actually try to overturn the Republic. We don't have the Russians beaming propaganda in here saying, turn on your guns, Americans, or socialize your health care and bankrupt America. We have the NFL doing it. And I'm sick of watching egomaniac drug heads on a bunch of synthetic growth hormone and stuff, completely out of their minds, with their pit bulls and all the rest of it. I mean, I've already been boycotting the NFL for a long time, but I'm calling on everybody to boycott it. I mean, all I see men doing is fantasy football and bragging like it's battle strategy about knowing more than the coaches. That's why you're not doing good financially. It's why your country's been stolen. They're shutting the nation down. Don't you take that personal? You're under scientific, mechanized attack, and you really, really, really are an expert in simulated warfare. With a bunch of arrogant gladiators fighting with each other. I mean, who cares? I'm boycotting it. Because if you go up to InfoWars.com, we have the video. NFL banned Super Bowl gun commercial, says it's too offensive. Here is the ad from Daniel Defense that they say can't air. This is tyranny. Here it is.
It's been a long road getting here. And a lot has changed since I got back. Now this is the center of my world. And my family's safety is my highest priority.
He's a Marine who comes home to his family and his baby. This is what they call offensive.
It is offensive. Responsible for their protection.
Because he's a man in charge. On a team with his family.
And no one has the right to tell me how to defend them.
That's right. It's a good, clean message. That's why it's banned.
So I've chosen the most effective tool for the job.
Daniel Defense. Defending your nation. Defending your home.
Used by the military and used by American citizens. And because it's so clean, so pure, so good, it's banned. But you can have shoot 'em up zombie games and fake war games and all the trash and Illuminati and women's breast hanging out on the NFL, but you cannot have good wholesomeness. Because that wholesomeness is high noon to these vampires.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase. increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.